Welcome to Ouroboros Podcast, episode number 213. I am your host, Colin, coming to you from Bath. With this episode, I start my sixth year of podcasting, which is as good a time as any to have a bit of a change to the Ouroboros Podcast. There have been many changes to the Ouroboros Podcast over the years, some of them subtle, some of them not so subtle, and this is another turning point, you might say, in the Ouroboros Podcast. It's probably going to be one of the more subtle ones, but we're going to have to see how the audience reacts to it, if they react at all, which I highly doubt. But there are changes coming, and I'm going to be explaining them in this episode, which has a slightly different format, even from last week's show. Well, the last proper show before the 5th anniversary bash. So I will be explaining what I'm talking about, but first we better hear some music. And the first track is by Wolf Hogan, and it's called Mama. Wolf Hogan comes from London and is one of the few violinists who simultaneously plays the violin and sings whilst on stage. He's got an interesting jazz rock kind of sound, with the emphasis a little bit more on the rock than the jazz, but I think that sounds really, really cool. It doesn't appear that he's got an album out yet, although there does seem to be plans to release one, and that track, Mama, is one of the tracks that will be on it, presumably, although there's not a great deal of information out there. But still, really, really nice track. So it probably will not have escaped your notice that I've been struggling a little bit with the Ouroboros podcast over recent months. The number of missed shows has steadily increased, and at times recording this show has become more of a chore than something I really enjoy doing. There are multiple reasons for this. An obvious one is the advent of the Raw Footage podcast, which has been taking up a lot of my time and energy whilst I've been launching that. And it's kind of like anything, you know, when you get a new toy, you want to play with it. And the film reviews I do for Raw Footage have, to a certain extent, overtaken my first love, which is doing this music podcast. But I think the main thing that has been frustrating me about the Ouroboros podcast is what I turned it into. It's become much more of a personal journal combined with a music podcast over the years. And that has put something of a strain on me recording new episodes. When I started the show in 2007, it was a straight-ahead music show. It was just play the music, impart an anecdote about the band if there was one, and then move on to the next track. And it was also scripted. I think for at least the first year of the Ouroboros podcast, I mean, I haven't gone back and checked, but for a very long time at the start of the Ouroboros podcast, I did write myself a script and then read it out. But then at one pod crawl that I went to, it might even have been the first pod crawl that I went on, the Grumbler from the late lamented Music and Mumblings podcast suggested that I need to relax a bit more and just let everything flow. So from then on I did. I ditched the script. I made the whole thing a lot more freeform. And started talking about everything that was on my mind. And while that was liberating and fun, it did mean that the lengths of the shows were getting longer and longer. So from in the early days, when it was 8 tracks of music and not much talking in between, gradually it evolved through this process of me loosening up to a 6-track podcast with 2 topics of discussion per show. And that was fine, but the problem was that quite often I didn't have a lot to talk about, so I had to struggle to find things to talk about. And for a while, pretty much every week, it was a film review. And it was almost becoming a film review podcast by the back door, which is one of the reasons why I eventually decided to actually do a film podcast. Starting Raw Footage did put even more strain on finding things to talk about. Because as well as taking a lot of my time and energy producing the new podcast, it also took a lot of the subject matter for me to talk about in the Robberous podcast. So I started missing shows on the Robberous podcast because I just didn't have anything I felt passionate enough about to talk about on the show. If I'd done a show every week in 2012, I would have done 8 shows. But I've only done 5, and one of those was the 5th anniversary show, which I didn't have to work for at all, apart from, you know, getting all the submissions in. I did seriously consider whether to just stop doing the Robberous podcast. It seems that the 5th anniversary show was a nice round place to leave the show. But while I did consider that very seriously, at the end of the day, I still love promoting these independent bands. I still love the music that I find or that gets sent to me. And I still want to do the Robberous podcast. But to do it, and to do it consistently, and to stop missing so many weeks, things do need to change. I do need to alter what I'm doing with the Robberous podcast. So that is what I'm doing. Starting with this episode. From now on, there will be 2 different types of a Robberous podcast, both of which will be in the same feed, and both of which will be fairly similar to each other. The one type will be what you might call a traditional a Robberous podcast, what I've been doing for the last 3 years or so. 2 detailed, in-depth discussions of subjects I'm passionate about, surrounding 6 tracks of independent music. But the other one will be slightly different, and it will be like this show that you're currently listening to. It will be one or no subjects of discussion, surrounding 8 tracks of independent music. Each type of show will theoretically still be roughly an hour. But without the pressure to find something to talk about, and frankly without the editing time that my perfectionist nature demands of this show, the burden of producing these shows will be significantly reduced. If I do have something to talk about, or if I do have 2 subjects to talk about, that's fine. I can produce that and put 6 tracks in. But if I don't have something to talk about, I can still produce a show, I can still promote the great music, and I'll have 8 tracks in the show instead. It's a subtle difference, but it's an important one to me. It relieves a lot of the pressure I've been feeling to produce this show. And I know that there hasn't been any real pressure from my audience. I mean, there's been very little feedback from my audience at all, but I've come to expect that. It's pressure I've been putting on myself. I mean, I do feel guilty when I skip a show. And this will become a much less frequent occurrence when I don't have the extra effort of trying to find something to talk about. And I can just throw together a show, maybe say something interesting about the bands involved, and leave it at that. So this is what I'm doing. It's going to be a little bit different. There's going to be a few less rants, which I know Dave from the podcast will probably be happy about. And there's also going to be less American football and cycling, which I know the rest of my audience will be very happy about. I'm going to be emphasizing the music a lot more, is the bottom line. And this episode is the start of that. So for the last 2 years, you've been getting 6 tracks. This one, you'll be getting 8. And hopefully, it'll still come out at about an hour. But I'm much more happy myself about continuing with your Ouroboros podcast, which I still love, even though I've been self-pressured into abandoning it somewhat. But hopefully the Ouroboros podcast will emerge from this refreshed, renewed, and refocused. And with that in mind, let's have the next piece of music. It's another play for the Manchester band Project Aura, who I actually came across when a fellow listener to the Black Dog podcast, Dean Burns, pointed me in their direction. His brother is apparently best friends with one of the members of the band, and he pointed me at their Facebook page. I like the music, and this is the second track of theirs I'm playing. So from Manchester, this is Project Aura with their track Abandon Host.
Hello?
Right, listen very carefully. I'm going to make this quick. We've got the best of all your British music. And if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
Susanna, 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 you'll always be beautiful to me. You'll always be beautiful to me. Don't live your life behind a smoke screen. Don't live a lie. I'm in between. No more veil of secrecy. No more mirrors or magic tricks.
There's another play for Kafka, who comes from Burnley, with his track Susanna. And that's another track off his album Mysterious Skin. Very nice singer, songwriter, indie rock kind of style. Got a lot of influences going on in the music that he provides, and that's a rather mournful yet still upbeat track, which I really do like. The next track is a return to the show for Vicky, who come from Iceland. When you do a podcast like this, at least the way I do a podcast like this, you find tracks or bands get in touch with you And sometimes you think, oh, that's quite good, I'll put that in the playlist. But sometimes you absolutely fall in love with the band. And Vicky definitely falls into the latter category. Their track, Feel Good, was one of my top 10 tracks of last year. And the other tracks of theirs I've played have also been really, really cool. And this one is no exception. So off the album Cast a Light, this is Vicky with their track Lullaby.
Thank you. raw footage coming out of the cinema and into your ears.
This film is utter, utter bollocks. It has almost no redeeming features whatsoever.
Colin is just full of surprises.
Yes, folks, this is a gay film. And it's still utterly wonderful.
Boy, are you in for a special treat.
One of the most shocking endings I've ever seen. Not in a sense of, you know, sort of out of your seat jumping, oh my god, I don't believe they do that. But in a sense of, oh my god, I did not see that coming, but that's awesome.
Wow, baby, you have more for me? I admire your stamina.
Now, I might be slightly facetious when I say the star of the film is the baby, but it's brilliant. I mean, that is the cutest baby I have ever seen in a film.
Raw Footage, the Stream of Consciousness film review show. Find it in standard MP3 or enhanced M4A formats on iTunes or at the homepage raw-footage.co.uk. There's another rocking track from The Open Up and Bleeds, who come from Stockholm. And that track, This Noise, comes off their latest album, an act of love and violence, which, unsurprisingly, comes from AF Music. They really have become one of my primary music sources. I really do blame the Inside Out cast for getting me into so much goth and dark music. And speaking of the Inside Out cast, the next couple of tracks are by bands who have featured as Dark Tracks of the Week on that excellent podcast hosted by Brandy and Dave in Utah in the US. The first one is by Dope Stars Inc., who come from Rome in Italy. Dave and I both discovered Dope Stars Inc. independently because they were releasing music, well, they are releasing music on Last FM. And I think both of us have got a widget to download any free tracks which are related to music we've played using the Last FM widget. So I already had some Dope Stars Inc. tracks to listen to when I heard them played as a Dark Track of the Week on the Inside Out cast. It might even have been this song. In any case, they're a really nice, dark, electro-goth act from the slightly unexpected source of Italy. And this track comes off the album Ultrawired, which the band have released as a torrent, which you can actually pay for, which is a very innovative and kind of a cool system, although I'm not sure how successful it will be in the modern world. But still, they're trying something different, they've gone completely independent, and the music is still really, really good. So from Italy, this is Dope Stars Inc. with their track, Cracking the Power. We'll be right back.
The Inside Outcast podcast features the Dark Track of the Week, one song selected from the dark underground, from ethereal and gothic rock to industrial and future pop. Dark Track of the Week, just one more reason to listen to the podcast where geek meets goth.
You. I can be anything you want.
And that was Rad by Dirty Lovers, who come from Fort Lauderdale in Florida. And that's another track that was a dark track of the week on the Inside Outcast. There's been a lot of mutual influence between me and Dave when it comes to dark music. I've got some really cool tracks and bands off listening to the Inside Outcast, and they've got some good dark music off me. Indeed, the first track in that promo that I played just before that was the excellent Cut Me by Kick to Kill, which was the first ever dark track of the week which I provided to the Inside Outcast. Sort of. But anyway, I heard Rad on the Inside Outcast, really, really liked it, so went and downloaded the free download single, which they've currently got up on Bandcamp. It is a really cool sort of gothy dance electronica kind of track, although I do kind of feel that the vocalist is trying a bit too self-consciously to sound like Trent Reznor. But yeah, I suppose that's unavoidable in the industrial dance realm. Dirty Lovers are working on an album, and that track, Red, is still available as a free download through Bandcamp. So we're nearly at the end of the first foray into the slightly new format for the Ouroboros podcast. Let me know what you think about it. You can email me at ouroboros.podcast@gmail.com or tweet me at ouroboros54. And Ouroboros is spelt O-U-R-O-B-O-U-R-O-S. Completely coincidentally, I had a comment from a listener saying he was intending on sending some audio feedback to the show. But in the end, he decided not to because it was going to be about 10 minutes long. Well, I think I'm going to actively encourage my listeners to send in audio feedback and audio comments about either something they want to talk about or about something that I've talked about, because that way I don't have to pressure myself to think up subjects for the podcast. I can just let my audience do the work for me in a weird way. I mean, when and if I get audio feedback, I can just play it and make my further comments about it. And that'll be one segment of the show sorted. And it's going to be much more likely that an Ouroboros podcast actually gets released. But even without feedback, rest assured, the rants are still going to happen. They're just going to happen less frequently and probably more vehemently, because they'll be the stuff that I really, really care about, and not just something I'm forcing myself to talk about just because I need material for the podcast. But in the meantime, I get the feeling that these shorter 8-track shows, which is kind of a contradiction, but it looks like this will be shorter than average. This type of show, with not much talking in between the music, will become more of the pattern of the Ouroboros podcast going forward. The balance is that you're going to have to accept this style of show if you want the Ouroboros podcast to continue, because it really has been a struggle, and I have sometimes had to force myself to record a show because of the straitjacket of talking about two different subjects that I put myself in. So this is going to be the more regular pattern for the Robberous podcast going forward, and I hope you either like it or at the very least can accept it, because this is the way it's got to be, I think.
Polish punk and French gypsy.
There's some
music.
Wonderful Polish punk out there, and the wonderful gypsy
German
music.
Klisma.
This coming from a guy whose final segment on each show is the Weird Track of the Week.
Yes, but I don't
most
know
of them
Polish
come from me
punk.
To start off with. Yeah. The weirder, the better.
Yeah.
That's what
do you
I think.
Mean, the Weird Track of the Week?
The Weird Track of the Week. Because good music is infinite, damn it.
This week I've got a slice of left field electro pop by a multinational band based in Paris, France. They're a duo called The Doe, who have a French multi-instrumentalist and a Finnish singer. They're a fairly well-known band, and I'm kind of surprised that I've got the opportunity to play them. But obviously I'm very pleased that I've got the opportunity to play them. This track is one of their latest album, which I believe is their second, called Both Ways Open Jaws. There's also a really interesting video for this track as well, which I will, of course, be embedding on the show notes. So, based in Paris, this is The Doe with Slippery Slope. See you next time, and remember, good music is infinite.
Take left. Walk, walk, walk me home. Let me live my life on home. Crossroads where we at. You go right, I take. Halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle, I'm halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle, I'm
listening to Colin and the Ouroboros podcast. Good music is infinite.